This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Great to be on with you, and we're ready for a big weekend.
Well, Jerry, our friend Chris Arnold isn't with us today, but I'm just wondering, we heard that when you went into the locker room, you might have been doing some ooh-weeing after that win in Philadelphia. I was wondering...
About to get that tail end of that ooh-wee. I'm about to get that down a little bit. I need to hear Chris do it once before I go in there. I'm going to have him start staying right outside the locker room, giving me that before I go in.
Right on. Well, hopefully we get another opportunity here Sunday afternoon. How important is this game considering what happened down there last year? Does it have a little something extra on it for you?
Well, it does, and I think that there were so many things about that outing that we wanted to redo that it gives us a great template to be sure we're working on those things. But, of course, as we all know, these teams evolve, both the Cowboys as well as our opponent, and so there's a lot of current things that they've exhibited over the last 9 ball games, 8 ball games that we've got to keep our eye on. But still, they've added that other receiver from Alabama in there that we thought was really good in the draft, and he's added a dimension. He's a good football player.
How much better shape are you guys in this time around than you were last year heading in there?
Well, first of all, with Zeke and with I think you might say that we've adjusted prior to the game this year because of not having Frederick and because of Xavier Zufulu that is playing well. And, of course, we got Tyron. I'd say that on balance, we've made the adjustments, hopefully, before the game rather than have to count on making them during the game like we did when we lost Tyron last year.
So it seems like you got the best left guard play you've gotten all year last week, and it wasn't from Connor Williams. How do you view that pick of Connor and what his future looks like? Obviously, it's very early in his career.
Well, I'm so proud to have him, and he's long... a real long-term asset for that unit and the offensive line, which is arguably, you could say, the strength of our team, although that linebacking core is coming on pretty strong. And so, Connor Williams is has played really, I think, very, very as to expectation, I'd say it that way. We know what a challenge it is for a rookie. We know very few rookies come in like Zach Martin and make all pro. But still, we're glad that he's a part of our future. And frankly, he's no farther away than the next snap at any point. He's got a lot of position flex. Connor Williams does. He can play all the positions. And that may be a little reach at center, but not much. But I think he's a big part of our future, and future being as we look, as we move toward the playoffs.
What are the chances that his future might be as a tackle?
Oh, well, I think flex, which is position interchangeable qualities, he has that. He has great feet. He has a great football sense about him. He does, they all do, and will get stronger. All of that is in his future, and that lets us look at him at multiple positions.
Jerry, Leighton Vander Esch got Defensive Player of the Week in the NFL, but what we heard this week from you guys, the Dallas Cowboys, is that Jalen Smith actually graded out better. And so I'd like for you to kind of maybe be specific here, help us out, because I thought Jalen had a solid game too, but Leighton just had the interception and the unbelievable tackle late in the game. What did Jalen do, or what is he doing to get those very high marks from you guys?
Grades are a little bit of an enigma, the actual grade, because it's possible to grade lower than one of in the offensive line than one of your teammates, but yet have made more substantive plays. And that is the case. Leighton really had some, frankly, game-changing plays, and but still could have had a error or two, and one error can drop you down pretty good on a grade. So all of that is factored in, but it's possible to have a lesser grade but a better game than a teammate, and that's I don't know that that was the case. Now, what we're seeing in Smith is a real consistency at a very high level. Now, that's inordinate.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that from Jalen Smith. You'll see, for instance, when you look at certain qualities they have, Jalen is violent. He's got great burst. Jalen Smith, Vander Esch has unique coverage skills. He breaks on the ball. He anticipates well. But more importantly, or just as important, not more importantly, is he's got that big span, those long arms. And that's intimidating to a quarterback when he's looking in the middle. It's just like it's intimidating to a quarterback to be in his face up the middle if you're putting a pass rush on. You might not hit him, but he knows, sees those arms, and he sees that vision compromise. Vander Esch does that in the middle of the field, and a little bit like McClain used to do it. Just their length and their ability to use and break on the ball, plus the length, creates a real problem for quarterbacks.
So, Jerry, that Leighton Vander Esch pick is looking really good right now for the Cowboys, and I think the Falcons are pretty happy with their first-round pick, too. Calvin Ridley's really helped that offense. This is just kind of for my curiosity, but could you tell us how you stacked those guys up on draft day, Vander Esch and Calvin Ridley?
Well, we were, I'd say, in more of a need at receiver, but thought that the player that could probably help us the most, strange as it seems offensively because it helped us get off the field, was the uniqueness of Vander Esch. And we obviously made a choice, I believe, was Ridley gone when we got there?
He was not. He was picked in the 20s.
But I think we made the choice, and it was without hesitation when Vander Esch got there. He was really our guy in the clubhouse when we started the draft, and we'd hoped that we and thought that he would be there for us, and we were going to pick him from the get-go.
So speaking of Bama wide receivers, how much of a difference has Amari Cooper made for the Cowboys' offense so far?
Well, I think to the proverbial saying, wait until you see the future is appropriate here. He's really got the ability to really improve his coordination with Dak by the practice. And both of them have that kind of work ethic and that kind of focus. Well, that's shades of Aikman and Irving there relative to getting on the same page I'm talking about there. Now, they knew each other's body language and just shouted, I guess, everything about their play. And Irving would look up and there'd be the ball. I think you're going to see that improve just because of the nature of both those players, their work ethic, their ability to take what they work on from practice to a game, their ability to take it from the classroom to the practice field.
Jerry, when we look at the schedules, these things are so hard to predict, and you know you can end up looking really naive to attempt to do it. But based on what I see over the last seven games, the Cowboys need to win at least five of them, go 5-2 down the stretch. Does your club have a run in it like that?
Well, first of all, don't try that seriously. Try it for fun, but don't be serious about that because if you could pick them, we'd own the world.
Okay.
Okay, we'd have it all.
Yes, sir.
Because you can't pick it.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything with as much ambiguity as trying to figure out what we have to win. The facts are that every loss will be a real hurdle to overcome, any loss from here on out. and to get in the playoffs for us. And so we've got to look at it that way. We just need to win the quarter, and we need to win the half, need to win the game.
So I don't know if you heard it, but what do you think about the desperate team theory? We've been having a lot of fun because Mickey Spagnuolo and Brian Broaddus had a couple round go around about that debate. Where do you come out? Do you want to see your team playing desperate like this is we got to be, you know, with our hair on fire right here, or do you like a more measured approach week in and week out?
I like urgency. Urgency. Of everything yesterday, everything urgent. With an attentive urgency, which means you're on your toes. You're listening to the snap count. You understand what a flinch might do to impact that possession. If you're an offensive lineman or an offensive player, urgency is the word. And you and I were sitting here, and in the morning we were going to drop some of our weaponry. We were in the Air Force, and we had to go into Iraq or lay a plane over on the side and go down through the valley. The guy that had done that 20 times the night before, we'd be hanging on every breath, every word, and we probably wouldn't sleep. We'd be that urgent because we knew what was at stake, our own hide, to go through there. Well, this isn't that. This isn't war. But those guys can listen to everything, every little smidgen of information, be that urgent so that when we go on the field, we cannot make mistakes. If we do that, we'll win games.
Jerry, can you give us an update on kind of the defensive line? As there's quite a few guys right now on the injury report, like Taco Charlton and Collins and other guys. They still have a few more days, possibly, to suit out on Sunday. Do you feel like those guys are going to be able to be on the team on Sunday?
Well, you're covering several names there. Collins looks good. Taco is a maybe, just to name those two. Irvin doesn't look available, but his status is really a day-to-day evaluation. And so... Woods looks like he's going to be able to be there for us, and so you know, it's close. The question is, do we compromise by having him out there not playing at 100%? And that's really what I'm asking, is who can be out there at 100%? Collins should be better than he's been as far as his health is concerned in the last couple of weeks. And so each of those guys, you know, you don't know when it's going to happen. We had one of our linemen tweak his lower leg there on the sideline before the game. So I think in general, though, because of our depth, we did come out of our training camp with really good depth there, and it's paying off for us in our defensive line.
So, Jerry, I'm feeling pretty confident about Sunday and getting the Cowboys victory, and I sure would like to place a legal wager on it here inside of Texas. Do you support that idea, and do you think we could get some momentum going towards that happening in the foreseeable future?
Well, I do. I think that it's happening. It happens. It's a very significant part of now, I'm not talking about specifically that would make it illegal gambling in Texas, but wagering on sports is such a major part of the interest in sport. And there are some big pluses having it structured and having your finger on it, which is what you do when the states supervise and take direct involvement in gaming. But gaming is a huge part of the interest in sports all over the world. It's a huge part of the interest in sports in the United States. I support it, and it unquestionably can coexist with without compromising the integrity of anything, of the game or anything. So I'm very much for gaming as it relates to sport.
Now, Jerry, you also are a majority owner of an esports team, Complexity, and I would like to get on the Call of Duty team, on your esports team, and I'm not good enough. How much pull do you have with the team?
Well, check your DNA and see how much Jones blood you got in you.
Okay, does that help?
That'll help you a little bit. Seriously, and I'm a Heinz 57, so you could very well have some.
Yes, sir.
But with that in mind, the good thing is that we're all playing up around the rim in that arena right now, trying to see what's going to happen and see where the ball's going to be. But we just want to be up around the rim, substantive in it, and see where we go from here. I just like the enthusiasm of the competition that's involved there. Anytime you can see competition, I like to get involved. But, you know, if you look at it, I have certainly am interested in all sports, love to play baseball. But I have very much focused on nothing but the Cowboys and nothing but football. But this e-sport thing has some compatibility or has some aspects to our game, the marketing of it, the promotion of it, as well as the competitiveness that becomes the reason that we're involved.
And then, Jerry, last question for you. Pat Mahomes, since he said Heinz 57, I thought of ketchup. Pat Mahomes said he likes ketchup on his steaks. He likes ketchup on his mac and cheese. Where do you come out on that, and what's kind of maybe the weirdest thing that you might put ketchup on?
Well, I love ketchup and chili, and I'd rather eat a hot tamale than breathe, and so I like a little ketchup on some good hot tamales. But ketchup is a big part of it. I'm kind of with those, though, on steak. I like to have that a little unfettered, and so I can really get the full flavor there. And so I don't do ketchup any place like that. I used to, as a kid, do ketchup with scrambled eggs. And why, I don't know. But when I got enough sense to really know what I was doing, I quit that.
Well, appreciate you as always. Give them heck over there, and we'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.